Hello?
Hi, G'day. You're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking to Marcela Ovalles?
Maricela Ovalles?
Oh, wow. I am so sorry. I get that too with my name. My name is Mishka, but people pronounce it wrong. Would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
In English.
Okay. All right. So first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and yeah. The sex of respondent, is it a male or female?
I'm sorry?
Are you male or female? Sorry, I need to just confirm that with you.
I'm a female.
Female. Okay. All right, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices like November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you'll vote?
For the Kern County...
Sorry?
For the Kern County election?
Yeah.
I'm on the phone! Get up there!
Sorry.
Mom life. No worries. I'm a mom too. I know that. yeah, so.
Voting. Most definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. There we go. And thinking about the past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or did you not vote in those races?
I vote most of the time.
Okay. All right. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off in the wrong track?
They've gone off to the wrong track.
Okay. All right. And so now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you do not have an opinion or never heard of that person, you could say so. Okay, Leticia Perez.
Unfavorable.
Okay, would that be very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Kim Salas. Salas.
Rudy Salas?
Kim.
Salas. I probably have heard of her, but not very. Doesn't.
Okay,
really.
So. Okay, so we have an option for no opinion, neutral, or you never heard of, or you don't know. Would it be any of those, or?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Gavin Newsom?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Kamala Harris?
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. All right. Okay. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Four.
Okay, perfect. We are on 33% complete of the survey. I do appreciate your time. I know you're probably busy, but, you know, your opinion matters. So overall, do you think that county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Someone new should be given a chance.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, assembly member, district director? Oh, there's an option of undecided as well.
Okay, I guess I would go with that option because, like I said, I really haven't heard of the other person.
Okay, so that will be undecided?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, so which candidate would you lean? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director? Again, there's an option of undecided.
Okay, undecided.
Okay. All right. So please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. Okay, so we have roads and traffic, climate change, housing costs, crime, jobs and the economy, county taxes, homelessness, other, and there's also an option for you don't know or refuse.
I would, well, a lot of those are.
Yeah, almost always the ones that would require one to give like a few options, like you literally have to choose one. How do you choose one though?
Okay, can you repeat them again? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Yeah, so it's roads and traffic, climate change, housing costs, crime, jobs and the economy, county taxes, homelessness, and then you also have the option to choose other or you don't know or refused.
I would say the jobs and the economy.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now let me read you a few series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is very concerning, somewhat concerning, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for County Supervisor. Okay? So Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not convincing at all, or you do not know?
A little convincing.
Okay. All right, so Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs.
More convincing?
Okay, so... yeah, but it's like very convincing and somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing?
Okay. All right, so Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, and not at all convincing, or you don't know?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. All right, so Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. So it's very somewhat, a little, and not at all. And don't know.
No, I would say the first option, more convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so streets and roads in Kern County are in a bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Very convincing.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the long questions are done now. So after hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote? Would it be Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director?
Kim Salas.
Okay. All right. Oh, wow. I told you that the long questions are gone now, but I got some reading to do more. Okay, I appreciate your time. We are on 73% complete, but your opinion matters. So now I'm going to read to you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. So for each one, please tell me whether that statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. Okay, so Perez does not show up for work in the last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Would that be very serious doubts, serious, minor, or no real doubts? Or you don't know or refuse?
I would say very serious doubt.
Okay. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine, and she was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Would that be serious?
No. Yes, seriously, I wouldn't.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
What was the? It's because there's just so many the way you how you have to phrase it, so I get confused. It's
okay,
the first
no,
one.
No problem. Okay, all right. Okay, very serious. Okay. As a county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Would that be very serious doubt, serious, minor, or no real doubt?
Very serious doubt. Okay. And this for being asked to vote for her, right?
Sorry?
It's like, if I doubt that she would, I would, like, what I'm answering is that I doubt I would vote for her, right?
I wouldn't. Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your opinion, you know, so whatever you decide would be based off on what you choose, if that makes sense.
Okay, but my first, but very serious doubt, is that mm-hmm. I doubt I would vote for her, right?
Okay.
Is that what it is? That right. Is that what I'm into? That's my question is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it all depends on how you feel. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question correctly, if I'm understanding it correctly, but yeah, I guess you need to compare, you know, between Kim Salas and Leticia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but
so
when I say
finally,
mm-hmm. Yes, okay, go on.
Yeah, so finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent, other, or you don't know?
I would say I lean towards Republican.
Okay.
Well, Republican, but sometimes it's my party. But go on.
Okay. All right. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican? Or you don't know?
I would say, yes, a strong Republican.
Okay. All right. We are 83% complete. Thank you so much for staying on the line. Mm-hmm. Usually by this time, people have dropped the call a long time ago. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I would say conservative.
Okay. Would that be somewhat conservative or very conservative? Sorry.
I would say very conservative.
Okay. All right. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Okay. All right. And in what year were you born?
82.
1982. All right. Okay. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay, is that you or a household member?
Both.
Okay, both. We actually do have that option. Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Maricela.
Maricela. Oh, I got it right, did I?
Yes.
Maricela. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, and that is the end of our survey. I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely day further. Thank you, Maricela. Okay, bye-bye.